Blog Talk Radio.
Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. Thank you very much for that song. It's one of my favorite songs. As a matter of fact, several of his songs are some of my favorite songs. And so I appreciate the devotional that we have before we get ready to speak. I want to thank everybody for being on the call. All of our preachers do the same. We know what you're going through. We know that some of these days that you get up, that it's just not one of those good days, but you make it anyway. And we're just thankful for the Lord for giving us this time to do that. And we continue to pray for many of our members. Some of our members will be traveling this weekend. Some going to Detroit and some going to Kentucky for various funerals. And so we want to make sure that we have give some traveling grace for them. And certainly they will be missed in the local congregation. That's one thing that Jonathan said about David in the Old Testament. He said, "You will be missed because your seat is empty." And that's what we're saying about our members who will be traveling this weekend to different places, to Kentucky and also to Detroit for funerals, that you will be missed because your seat will be empty. But as we said before, we pray for your safe return and that all will go well, even in spite that it is a funeral. Well, what's going on around about us? Matter of fact, it's fall, winter, everything is setting in, the temperature has changed. I know some of you on here were saying, "Boy, it's been so hot." Now what you're saying? Well, we just got to be consistent because God is consistent. And if you'll notice, this happened last year. If you're over 50 years old, you'll notice that what has happened has been happening more than 50 years. So don't be shocked and don't be surprised. Now, what's going on around about us? Let me mention a couple of things about this war that's going on over in Israel. Do you remember in the Old Testament, you got to remember that God knows what he is trying to do. There were many wars that took place in the Old Testament, the Bible, that God suggested to his people to utterly destroy, not to save any spoils of any sort or any kind. God knew what he was trying to do, but no, we decided we want to take some things in our own hands. When God told him to go and utterly destroy the Amalekites, they did not do it. They brought back some spoils from there, and they brought back Agag the king. Now, here's what God was trying to explain to them. They were their enemies. If they didn't kill them, they was going to get killed. But God was saying, if you leave any spoils, if you leave anybody, their kids, their grandkids, they're going to have the same mentality that their mama and daddy had. And basically, that's what's going on over in Israel today, is that some spoils was left. Now we have a whole new generation come along, and they got the same mentality that their mamas and their daddies had. Now, that's what the remnants are. The spoils, some of them had stole some of the gold and silver and this, that, and other. But then the remnants, God wanted to make sure that you didn't have any remnants from that particular time, because their attitudes would not change over the years. Now, they're fighting, basically fighting over some land that they claim that belongs to them because God had promised it to them. But we have several passages in the Bible that explained that God did what he said he was going to do, but the people rejected what God was trying to do. The question was, did God give Israel the land of Canaan? I want you to write these passages down and read them a little bit later on. In Exodus 6 and verse number 4, he says, I will give the land of Canaan to them. And he says, and they dwelt there, and they dwelt therein. This is Joshua chapter 21, verses 43 through 45. Joshua 21, verses 43 to 45. Now, this is going to be interesting before I get off of this program this morning. Just write down Exodus 6, verse number 4, Joshua 21, verse number 43 to 45, and then Exodus 6 and verse number 3, and these passages are going to be significant. Now, let me try to put this thing in perspective for you today, and we'll talk about it again at another time. The war that's going on over in Israel is a war that started way many years ago. They did not kill off the remnant. Therefore, there were many people who were left. And now their kids and their grandkids and their children have the same destructive mentality that they have today. Now, here's the kicker that I want to get you to understand today. The war that's going on over in Israel today is just a war that's going on over in Israel today. It has nothing to do with the return of the Lord. The war that has gone on in Afghanistan, that has all the wars that we've had in the past, this particular war, you may associate it with the Bible. You may associate it with some kind of spiritual meaning or some kind of background, but the war that's going on now is just a war. It's a war like all other wars, trying to get turf, trying to get land, trying to take over cities and towns and things of that sort. That's pretty much what this war is about. Some people would say, well, you know, the Bible says that there'd be wars and rumors of wars. Yes, you can't discount that the scripture says that, but it has nothing to do with the Lord's return. In the Bible, I got over 38 passages of scriptures. I got over 38 passages of scriptures that you can read to you know that this war has absolutely nothing to do with the returning of the Lord. The passages that I want you to keep in mind is that the Bible says that the Lord says that he's going to return as the thief in the night, meaning you won't know when he's coming back. He just wants you to be prepared when he's coming back. And I was telling the guy yesterday, we was talking about this, and I was telling him, not only must you be prepared, you be prepared, not God be prepared, you be prepared, but you got to be in the right place at the right time. Now, this doesn't mean that you got to be at Kroger's or Publix or something like that on the parking lot waiting for his return. I'm just saying that you cannot be in a bar somewhere drunk as Cootie Brown, and when he comes, you go into heaven. You can't be in some strip club. You can't be in some of this, that. So you got to be in the right posture and the right place when the Lord comes. Now, here's one of the passages that I want you to keep in mind, because all the passages would indicate the same. In the book of Matthew, if you're reading in the book of Matthew chapter 24, Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 36, this would be one of the passages that I would start off with to suggest that the war that the war over in Israel has nothing to do with the return of the Lord. In Matthew 36, first of all, he says, but of the day and the hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but the Father only. Write that passage down, because that's going to be one of the key passages that you need to be concerned with. Listen to what it says. But of the day and the hour knoweth no man, No, not the angels of heaven, but Father only, but the Father only. In Matthew chapter 25 and verse number 13, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. The war is not an indication of that. If it was, you would know. Notice now what the passage is saying. The passage, these two passages, saying you won't know. But if you're saying that the Bible says that there's wars and rumors of wars, and that this has got something to do with the Lord's coming back, then that passage is saying that you do know, but you don't know. And I got over 38 passages that would indicate that. Now listen to what Second Peter. This right here is a real good clincher for that. In Second Peter chapter 3, and beginning really with verse number 3, when he says, knowing this first, there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all continued from the beginning of creation. For this they were willingly ignorant of, the word of God, and the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that was then was overflooded by water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved until the fire against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, believe not, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth and all the works we see shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought we to be in holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. The Lord didn't say anything in the world about you're going to know because of a war coming upon us. Well, somebody says, well, but the book of Revelation would say that. But if you're reading your Bibles, if you're looking in your Bibles, and you turn to Revelation chapter 16, Revelation 16 and verse number 15, you'll see what the Bible says in that verse. He says, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his raiment, lest he would walk naked and thou see his shame. He says that he's coming back as a thief. And as I said before, I have more than 38 verses that would indicate, like the passage will say. So here's what I want you to keep in mind. Here's what I want you to keep in mind while the war is going on. It is just another war. It has nothing to do with the coming of the day of the Lord, because he would say again, and this is what I'm going to say in my closing, in Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 36, but of the day and the hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but the Father only. It's just another war. It's not Armageddon. The Lord is not on his way back. He only knows. All he asks us to do is to make sure that we're in the proper posture when he comes, and then we'll be living with him, like he says in John 14, 1 through 6. Let not your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go, I shall come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going or what the deal is. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. But he's not coming by a flood this time. If it rains, we're supposed to be getting some rain this evening. If it rained 4 days in a row, it is not indication that God is coming back. It's just raining 4 days in a row. Because he said that he's coming back by fire this time. Jesus loved you. He died for you. And he's coming again. And I hope you have a super duper week.